there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We send you our heartfelt wishes for a blessed Christmas through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it's Jesus coming and His sacrifice for our sin that gives us forgiveness through His blood and eternal life and makes life worth living. So we hope you have a joyous Christmas in Him. And now, to begin the broadcast, Chrissy's going to play a solo for us. Then, the choir will sing a special carol, When God Sent His Gift of Love.
Thank you.
Thank you, choir. I know you children like to receive presents at Christmas, but I also hope you like to give them. And the best gift I think you could give would be to tell someone about the Lord Jesus Christ, or give them a sweet smile and a gospel tract. It may make the best Christmas some folks ever had, and the difference of where they will spend eternity. So let's not be stingy. Let's tell someone else the real meaning of Christmas. Now, here's the choir before story time.
It was a touching scene. The boy didn't look like the other children in the family. 13 years old he was, and a good-looking, well-built boy. He was treated just like one of the family from morning until night, even down to the good-night hug and kiss from mother. Yet it was obvious this boy was different. Finally, the suspense was too much, and the visitor blurted out, "I don't understand it. He's one of the finest-looking boys I've ever seen. Yet he doesn't look like your children, and he doesn't bear the family name. I just don't understand what it's all about." "Oh," the lady answered, "let me tell you about that boy. He's the son of a missionary," and her story continued. His mother and father were missionaries in India, but they began to realize they'd have to bring their children back to this country to get their education. While they were here, the parents tried to continue in the Lord's work and do missionary work in this country, but somehow their work just didn't prosper like it did in India. The father finally said, "We must do the Lord's work in India. I'll go back." But the mother said, "Well, if the Lord's called you to go back, I'm sure it's my duty as well as my privilege to go with you. I'll go too." "Oh," the father said, "you've never been separated from the children. It would surely be hard for you to be separated from them. Perhaps you'd better stay and take care of them." But after much prayer, they decided to leave the children here in America to be educated and trained for service for the Lord, and they sailed for India. But before their sailing date, a Christian lady heard of their situation and wrote them a letter. She told them if they would let one of the children stay with her, she would treat him as one of her own children. Well, the missionary mother came and spent a few days with the family, and when she saw what kind of a home they had and was satisfied about it in her heart, she decided to let the boy stay with them. And the decision was made, but the hard time came when it was time to say goodbye. The day before the mother left, she said, "I want to leave my boy tomorrow morning without a tear." She knew she might never see him again, but she didn't want the boy to think that she was crying for anything she was doing for the Lord. The friend thought to herself, she'll never be able to make it. But the final morning came, and the carriage pulled up to the door. She went upstairs to call the mother, but she heard the mother in prayer crying, "O Lord, give me strength for this hour. Help me to go away from my boy without a tear." Then quickly she came down the steps with a smile on her face. She hugged her boy and kissed him, but she smiled as she did it. She gave up that boy and all her other children without shedding a tear to go back to India to do the Lord's will. Oh, how her heart must have ached, and how the young boy's heart must have yearned after his mother as he saw her disappear out of sight. What a price it seems to pay for both of them to do God's will. But God will richly reward such faithfulness and service to him. Because, you see, his heart's tender and compassionate toward those who love and trust him. You see, he knows what sacrifice is. Because he gave up his only begotten son. He had one precious, sinless son in heaven. And that son God gave to send down into this cruel, sin-darkened earth. Oh, he didn't even send him among friends, because he came to his own, and his own received him not. There was no place for the baby to be born but in a stable, and he was so hated that Herod tried to kill all the babies to get rid of Jesus. Oh, they despised him, and how God's heart must have hurt to see his son mistreated like that. But he was willing to give his son for our sin. The Father sent the Son into the world to be the Savior of the world. How precious his salvation is to us. And Jesus was willing to give up all the glory, all of his joy, all of his honor in heaven, so that you might have eternal life. Say, what have you given to God in return? Have you accepted the great gift of his love? If you're already saved, what have you given to God? At this Christmas time, when we specially remember his birth into the world for us, won't you give him your time and your love and everything? Remember, no sacrifice is too great for the Lord. Give him your all. That's the way to have real joy at Christmas time and all year through.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt, saying God bless you until next week at the same time.